Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechet Metzia, and today we are up to Perak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Kol hu uman in shomer sacharein. Anytime you have an uman who's working in his own shop, in his own store, he's considered to be a shomer sachar on the item that he's working on. So you hire a tailor to fix your garment, so that tailor who's working on your suit is a shomer sachar. So the kulin sha'amru tola shalcha v'havi ma'os. But anytime when he finishes his work, he says, take your stuff from me and bring me money. So meaning I'm going to hang on to it until you pay me. Shomer chinam. Then he's considered to be a shomer chinam during that period of time. Shmar li v'ashmar lecha. If someone says, watch something for me today and I'll watch something for you tomorrow. Tomorrow, shomer sachar. So it's shomer sachar because there's a he's getting paid with his friend watching stuff for him. Shmar li v'amar lohanach lefanai shomer chinam. But if a person says, watch something for me, and the other one says, I just put it down. So then he's a shomer chinam, meaning by saying just put it down, he's saying that he'll agree to watch it. So he is a real shomer, but obviously he's not getting paid for it, so he's only a shomer chinam. Mishnah Zayin, hilvav al mashkon shomer sachar. If someone lends money where there's a mashkon, so he takes something back, so then the lender is considered a shomer sachar on that mashkon, meaning he's not being paid to watch it, but he's benefiting from the fact that he gave someone a loan, because during the time that loan is outstanding and he's got to guard this mashkon, if an ani were to come and ask for tzedakah, he'd be pater because he'd be osik b'mitzvah. So that's enough to make him a shomer sachar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hilvau Ma'os Shomer Chinam. If you lend somebody money with a mashkon, then it's a shomer chinam, because the fact that you don't have to give tzedakah does not make you a shomer sachar. Hilvau Peiros Shomer Sachar, but if you lend someone Peiros with a mashkon, then you're considered to be a Shomer Sachar, because the fact that you lent this guy Peiros means that the Peiros, if you would have kept those Peiros, they would get worse and worse every day, as happens to Peiros. They tend to get rotten over time, but now it's sort of safe because he's going to have to pay you back. Abishol Omer Mutar Adam Lahaskir Mashkono Shel Ani. Abishol says a person who lent money to a poor person with a mashkon is allowed to use that mashkon to rent to other people, without even asking him lios poskal of a holich, and you use that money that you get for renting it out to pay off what the guy owes you. Mineshu kamesh vavedim. By doing that, you're actually doing the fellow a huge favor, because now he's not going to have to pay you as much, and nebuch he's none, he can't really afford to. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that all umnin are considered a shomer sachar, and if you say, take what's your, once you finish working on it, and you say, come pick it up when you're ready to pay me, so that at that point he's a shomer chinam. If you say, I'll watch something for you if you watch something for me, so then they're a shomer sachar at the time that they're watching the other guy's stuff. But if a guy says to someone else, watch this for me, and the other fellow says, just put it down, so that means he's mekabel upon himself the achrayus of a shomer. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if someone lends money with a mashkon, so the guy who's shomer the mashkon is a shomer sachar, because he's pater from giving tzedakah. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's money, he's a shomer chinam, but if it's peiros that he had lent out, then it's a shomer sachar. And Abishol says that if you took a mashkon from an ani, you're allowed to rent out that mashkon without the ani's permission, because that's considered as if you are a meshav aveda. Next time we'll pick up with Parag Vav, Mishnah Ches.